Good morning to all. Many years ago, in England, a conference was held on comparative religions. Religious leaders from all over the world met to discuss and debate the differences in the various world religions. A heated debate ensued regarding what made the Christian faith unique. As the story goes, during this debate, the famous Christian author C.S. Lewis came in and asked what all the turmoil was about. The scholars asked C.S. Lewis what he thought made Christianity unique to other world religions. C.S. Lewis reportedly said, quote, "Oh, that's easy. It's grace. It's grace." Now, friends, unfortunately, God's grace and God's mercy are often confused. Although mercy and grace sound very similar, there are distinctions. Mercy can be defined as the withholding of what we justly deserve. Take, for an example, a guilty person being tried in court cries out, quote, "I throw myself on the mercy of the court." The accused is acknowledging that he broke the law and deserves some type of punishment, but is pleading for and hopes to receive mercy. But brethren, grace goes further than mercy. The concept of grace can be defined as the giving of what we do not deserve. Let me attempt to explain the difference between mercy and grace by the following example. Think about the guy in court I mentioned earlier. Let's say he was found guilty of a particular crime. Let's say the judge granted him mercy, but not sentencing him to punishment outlined in the law. But let's say the judge went further than mercy. Let's say the judge not only waived the punishment for breaking the law, he also wiped his record clean. Friends, that is grace. That's what God offers us. Not only has God, through His mercy, removed the punishment for our transgressions of His law, God has further saved us, by grace, to a brighter and more wonderful life, now and in the future. Let us pray. Father God, we thank You so much for Your mercy and Your grace. Help us to be merciful and gracious to others. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.